It's Wednesday, August 23rd, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. President Donald Trump committed U.S. troops to an open-ended war in Afghanistan yesterday, a decision the Afghan government welcomed, but which Taliban insurgents warned would make the country a, quote, graveyard for the American empire, unquote.
As we know, in 2011, America hastily and mistakenly withdrew from Iraq. As a result, our hard-won gains slipped back into the hands of terrorist enemies. Our soldiers watched as cities they had fought for and bled to liberate and won were occupied by a terrorist group called ISIS. The vacuum we created by leaving too soon gave safe haven for ISIS to spread, to grow, recruit, and launch attacks. We cannot repeat in Afghanistan the mistake our leaders made in Iraq.
Defense Secretary James Mattis plans to send 4,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Some members of President Donald Trump's Evangelical Advisory Council have been considering stepping down, reports Christian Headlines. Pastor A.R. Bernard, one of Trump's Christian advisors, actually did step down on Friday, August 18th, after the president came under intense criticism for remarks about a white supremacist march in Charlottesville the previous weekend. In his sermon last Sunday, Bernard said, quote, "Speaking in absolute terms, I would love to be a Christian first, but America has created an environment that forces me to be first aware of the color of my skin, then the content of my character, and my Christian conscription." But Christian talk show host Michael Brown urged the Christian leaders to continue to influence the president. In a column for Charisma News, Brown wrote, quote, "Now is when President Trump needs them most, and it is very wrong to assume that their public silence reflects their private silence. To the contrary, they are doing what faith leaders are supposed to do, praying for the president, and doing their best to speak into his life, calling him to do what is right in God's sight and is best for the nation," unquote. 1 Timothy 2:1 says, "I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all who are in authority." Americans continued to call out to God in prayer, according to a new Barna Group poll, in results that were published yesterday. Barna researchers surveyed 1,015 American adults ages 18 and older during the first week of June, 888 of whom identified as Christians and past Christians, reports the Christian Post. 62% of respondents who pray regularly most commonly, quote, "offer gratitude and thanksgiving," unquote. Expressing gratitude in prayer is highest among baby boomers at 71% and is lowest among millennials at 53%. 61% pray for the, quote, "needs of their family and community," unquote, and 49% pray out of a need for, quote, "personal guidance in crisis," unquote. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." The $509 million Museum of the Bible is set to open its doors this November, just off the National Mall in Washington, D.C., reports PBS.org. It will display thousands of biblical texts and artifacts from the private collection of Steve Green, the evangelical founder of the $3 billion Hobby Lobby success story. Coming from a family of preachers, Green's appreciation for the Bible's wisdom runs deep. Within a few years, he had amassed some 40,000 biblical artifacts and texts. By 2013, in an acceptance speech for the faith-based Templeton Prize, Green bemoaned that too few Americans today were exposed to the Bible. The nation was, quote, "in danger because of its ignorance of what God has taught," unquote. A high-speed train in Philadelphia barreled into a parked train at one of the busiest terminals overnight, injuring more than 30 people and causing what one passenger described as a bloody scene, reports NBC Philadelphia. Fox Business reports that Apple Computer is making a $1 million donation to a pro-abortion organization called the Southern Poverty Law Center. However, the group not only supports abortion, but was also linked to a liberal activist who shot up the office of the pro-life group, the Family Research Council, in 2012. Stay tuned for a special report immediately following today's newscast about a medical waste disposal company which severed ties with Planned Parenthood. And finally, a former Royal Marine who served in the Iraq War is selling his war medals to help pay for a little girl's $256,000 cancer treatment, reports SunnySkies.com. 2-year-old Lottie Woods John was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma on June 30, 2016. Despite never meeting Lottie, 35-year-old veteran Matthew Goodman read about Lottie's battle with the rare cancer and listed his 3 service medals on eBay. Goodman told The Sun, quote, "As a father myself, I couldn't imagine seeing my baby daughter Freya suffering like that, and I knew I had to help in some way," unquote. After being diagnosed, Lottie immediately underwent chemotherapy and in October last year had a 13-hour operation to remove 95% of the tumor. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Now, as promised, a special report from Emily Swanson. A medical waste disposal company called Stericycle is severing ties with Planned Parenthood, according to a report from Created Equal. The group put pressure on Stericycle last year after it was discovered that they were involved in disposing the remains of aborted babies, something that went directly against their company policy. The World View spoke to Mark Harrington of Created Equal, who said they have confirmed that Stericycle is no longer picking up at a large number of abortion mills.
Sidewalk counselors and those that are routinely at abortion clinics around the country are reporting that Stericycle is no longer showing up. And also by the court case that was brought against us, Stericycle is forced to disclose that they had cancel contracts with over 400 Planned Parenthood and abortion facilities in the last several years.
The World View asked Harrington why Stericycle would cancel the contracts if they denied disposing of baby remains in the first place.
They've been forced to enforce their contracts that had always prohibited the picking up of fetal remains. It's just they were either looking the other way or just didn't care enough to enforce them. So now, because of the pressure that was brought on them by our organization and by the Attorney General, Mike DeWine, here in Ohio, they were forced to look at these contracts again and also require supplemental assurances from the abortion facilities that they were no longer going to be picking up fetal remains.
Harrington said they are continuing to pressure medical waste companies to cut ties with the abortion industry. He considered this a victory in the right direction. Indeed, the Lord hears the cries of the innocent, and He is overturning the wicked works against these unborn children. This has been a special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.